Just like to recap some of the yisaidus of last week. We'll try to take it further this week, cover more inyanim of this sif. We will probably not finish the sif tonight, but hopefully we'll make a nice headway. The Maccabees says as follows. The Maccabees starts off with, and there's a problem with the Maccabees. We have to get to Pshat in the Maccabees. The Maccabees starts off, Shir Nisi Naso, Im Yodim Maseges, if you could afford it, Yiten Kefi Tzarekhaniyim. The main Yodim Maseges, and if you can't afford a Kokach, then he has three Shirim to give either a fifth, which is Mitzvah Min HaMufcho, a tenth, which is Midah Beinonis Maiso, or Pokus Mikan Zayin Ra. So the shaila is, the million-dollar question is, so we have these three shurim only when it's ein yodam meseges kokach. So what is the shir when it's yodam meseges? What is the din when it's yodam meseges? And now, Baruch Hashem, I found the Chokhmas Adam was medayik like this, others, shalasayavits. There are three distinct pshatim had a touch of this machava. We're going to go one by one. The first pshat, let's call it the Chokhmas Adam. He's medayik from this machava, that Vaistois, if it's Yodim Maseges, sky's the limit. You can give as much as you want. If it's any Yodim Maseges, then you have these three Shurim, a Chaimish, a tenth, or a Pachas Mikan. But if it's Yodim Maseges, which he calls, God, his Lashin doesn't use it as Yodim Maseges, he said the son who's a Muflik Ba'oisha, sounds extremely wealthy, and he could afford it, so then he's allowed to give even more. That's the Chokhmas Adam Stratna Makaba. There are many problems with this pshat in the Mechaber. One is, I sort of slipped. One is that if you're going to take the Mechaber, if that is the Dik of the Mechaber, then you don't have to be a Muflik Ba'isha, even if someone who just says Yadim Meseges. Right? If you make this Dik, it's in Yadim Meseges, Kalkaki have this. Right? So someone who's Yadim Meseges is not limited and is supposed to give more. So then, even if someone's not Muflik Ba'isha, maybe he holds the other Maseges means on this Mavlik Baisha Vesiknish, but that should have been the Diak in the Machaba.
Is he supposed to give more, or is he allowed to give more?
That's the second problem. The second problem is that we're trying to explain Pshat in the Machaba. The Machaba says, Shinus im Yodim Maseges yitin kefi tzarekhanim. Vaisa says, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Even the Chokhmas Adam, when he makes this Diak, just says that you're not limited to a chaimish, means the din of takonis usha, ayavaze is yesim chaimish does not apply, you're allowed to give more. Vivait, he's making this diik in the machaba, you should have made the right diik and then say that you're chayiv to give more. You're supposed to eat in kefitzer achanim, and that's clearly muskum, I would say, I can't say, nothing's kala paiskum, but kumat kala paiskum, makala rishainam, there is no chayiv to give more than a chaimish ever. Ever. Even though aves chesed, when he has his cheshbonos, which we had discussed, he also only says that if it's Yadim Meseges, alright, we'll get to it shortly. But there's never a chiv to give more than a chaymish. So therefore, this pshat in the Mechaber, kipshutai, does not stem, doesn't fit, and therefore there is no longer a makar for the Chokhmas Adam that someone who is muflag ba'osha is allowed to give more than a chaymish. Ari had mentioned last week, someone had told him Rish Taiman or something, maybe, I don't know, maybe he's going with the Chokhmas Adam, basic, but that pshat does not fit in the Mechaber. Our second pshat is the pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan. And he learns simple, Yodam Meseges means that there aren't that many aniyim around. It means Yodam Meseges, avada, we're not talking proportionally. The Shirim Shtim, it's still, a chaymish, a tenth, and less than a tenth. Just the word is that if it's Yodam Meseges, means that you could satisfy Deimach Sarim of all the aniyim even before you get to a tenth, that's it, the mitzvah ends. If there are no aniyim, there's no mitzvah. So Yodam Meseges means Baruch Shem, an affluent community which has very few aniyim, so very good, so they could support the aniyim properly. Even if everyone only gives, let's say, 3% of their nechasim, so it's Yodim Meseges, that's it, it's over. You don't have these shirim. It's en Yodim Meseges, because there are too many aniyim, that's when you have these shirim kick in, and never to exceed a choymish. A choymish is mitzvah min hamufcha, and even in the Mechaber doesn't say ayyavazis, but the Ramon that says ayyavazis yes min choymish, you can never exceed more than a choymish. That's the second pshan, and that's the Aruch HaShulchan Pshat. So if I say it again, like the Aruch HaShulchan, you're not allowed to ever give, I should say, we're going to see some exceptions, but Bedarach Klal, you're not allowed to give more than a Chaymish. The third Pshat which we mentioned, which is the Avos Chesed, I call it the Avos Chesed, it's Meduik in the Avos Chesed, is that the Avos Chesed learns that the din of Ayavazes Yesem Yechaymish, he learns it's talking about when it's Loi Kaimi Aniyim, But if it's kindly aniyim, if aniyim around the etzim, you're allowed to give more. That's one hanacha. And Mameli says like this, that these shirim were only given to someone who's in yodim masegas kokak. But if it's yodim masegas, if you have the ability to support the aniyim, then you have a chiv midoi raisa to give a full chaymish pasha alzi mitzah tztaka of day maksayre. Means we said, look, we started off. The drawing board is that there's a chiv and kol ish v'ish to give day maksayre. And we asked, lechayra, so then you should be able to give even more, kol mamoncha, whatever, for the assays, for the lab. We discussed different terutim. But the shiurim definitely, Zokta Chavis Chaim, only kicks in if it's in Yodim Masegas. Then you have this patur, this limitation on the mitzvah. But if it's Yodim Masegas Kokak, the Chavis Chaim goes with those Rishonim or Meduik like that. It's a Rambam or it's a Goyin. It's Meduik. That then you have a Chiv Midai Reis out Hilchistaka out your mitzvah of Dei Maksari. You have to give up to a Chaimish. You got to give. More than a Chaimish, you don't have to give even later to Chavis Chaim. You could. If it's kaim me'anim, but and it's yodim esegas, but at least the chiv deraisa is up to a chaimish. You can't give anything less than a chaimish. Memelo, it's madrik the makaba. The makaba is saying im yodim esegas, then you gotta give up to a fifth, but you gotta give it. Right. If it's en yodim esegas kolkak, then you have the shurim. That's still a nice thing to give a chaimish. And if you want to give a tenth, nu that's midabenin. It's pachs mekan is an ayin ra, but you're not an avarian. Mashenkin, if it's yodim esegas. And you don't give the full chaymish, you're navarin in every second or every oni, you're over kama aseis v'lois aseis. That's the Chavis Chaim pshat. So you have three pshatim here in the Mechab. And be'etzim, it's not just, I mean, the Chokmas Adam, I would tell you to put on hold and just put it to the side. I didn't even mention it last week. One second. But the two pshatim which we really are left with is the Aruch HaShulchan and the Avos Chesed. And be'etzem, these two pshatim are really, it's a machlokes. You have medayik and a bunch of tshuvas and friedik. You'll see that these two mahalchim are going back and forth amongst all the kadmainim as well. It's two separate shitas. One shita is the Aruch HaShulchan, that the mitzvah tzedakah be'etzem could be fulfilled on a much lower level. The bare minimum could even be pachas mikan, just you're nayin ra. You're still not an avarian. Just you have these shiurim, but you should never exceed more than a chaimish. And you have the Avos Chesed said, no, all these shiurim are only if any yodim esegas kolkach, but if it's yodim esegas, you have a chiv mid araisa to give a full chaimish. Those are the three shitas. Where the chaimish comes from, I can't tell you, Gnoi, that's why I said it. I can't tell you the chaimish, but that's why the mechab is separated to two dinim. Maybe he never entertained it would go more than a chaimish, but that's why he separated it to two dinim and two classes. The second class is in yodim esegas, and you have these three shurim. The first class is you got to satisfy the nim, they maksare. Now, of course, you're not mechuyiv to go yesim mechaimish, but at least you have a chiv, yiten, you have a chiv to give kavitzarach anim, if it's kaim anim, and you have the ability to do so.
What's the first shear? If Enyad Maseus Kokach is chaimish, that first shear is the same shear according to the...
Right, but the difference is, in the Avos Chesed shear, it's a chayv midaraisa kama seiz v'lavin, mashenkin, Enyad Maseus Kokach, it's a mitzvah minimum, it's a nice thing to do, but you need not do so. So it's two different things. Okay, now, that's just a recap. Now, there are other chidushim that we discussed as we're going through, and I'll just itemize them. So the first part of the Mechaba is the shiurim, which we discuss, and Mitzvah we're going to revisit soon. The second part of the Mechaba discusses how to rechen a chaymish or maisa, means on which revachim, how often, minakerim and a revach, and that's a whole inyan, and that requires a shir, at least a whole shir, and we're not going to even discuss that tonight. The next part is the Ramah. Ramah says a third halacha, and that is ayavazay ziyasi mechaymish, which I would like to go into tonight. And the fourth part is the fourth halacha comes out of Sif Aleph, which is the last part of the Ramah, and that is you're not supposed to use maisat for a dvar mitzvah. You have to give it to Aniyim. And hopefully, Mi'at Hashem, I'll discuss that tonight as well. So there are four different halakhas coming out of Sif Aleph, and what we're going to concentrate on tonight is the din of Al-Yevazveis, and the din of where the Maisa should be going. Should be going to Aniyim, should be going to Dvar Mitzvah, a combination. We'll see different shitas, and that's what we're going to concentrate on tonight. I do ask a favor. I enjoy questions. I know from time to time we have different people in the audience always asking people to calm down with the questions. I enjoy the question, but let's have it at set intervals, because otherwise it's just mavalvos. Mavalvo me, it's probably mavalvo the ilam as well. I will give time after each Indian to take questions, and we'll discuss it then. All right, let's read over the Ramah. The Rambam says, "Va'al yivazveis yoisim mechaimish shelo yitzdarach lebrius." A person should not be mevazveis more than a chaimish, so he shouldn't have to come on to the brius. It means he shouldn't have to become, he shouldn't become an ani himself. Cholila, it's dangerous if you're going to give away more than a chaimish. You'll go into bankruptcy, or you'll be vulnerable to go into bankruptcy. V'dafka, Dr. Rambam, an exception to this rule. The Rambam gives one exception. V'dafka kol yemei chayev avo b'shas moisai, but at the time of a person's death, Yachal Adam Litin Tzedakah Kol Ma'asher Yirtza. A person's allowed to give whatever he wants. Now the Ramah's lashon is Kol Ma'asher Yirtza. However, the Poskim say not like that. If you look in Rabbi Kivega, the Rabbi Kivega says, Rabbi Shultis says, the Tilsa V'lo Yaisi, only allowed to give a third. And the other Achronim, there's a Birka Yosef, and Aruch HaShulchan, there's a Medayik in the Gemara that you're allowed to give a half. And that's basically, I would say, the Haskamas HaPoiskim, is you're not allowed to give everything B'shas Maisei. You should limit it either to a third or to a half. And even then it comes with certain tanoim that you're going to leave over a sizable amount for your own children, Kafi Tzorcham. If your children are independently wealthy, then they don't need your Yerusha. But if they're not, then you should obviously, poverty begins at home. You should watch out for your children before you watch out for other people. So. I'll take questions at the end. So it comes out, that's pshat in the Rambam. Rambam is called Maishiyitza. Maybe it's lav dafka, maybe it's limited, but at least lahalacha is limited. If a person wants to write up a tzava or bishas maisai, he should not give, definitely not give more than a half, and maybe he should limit it even to a third. That's the Rambam. So Rambam gives one exception to the rule. And where's this exception coming from? Was a mais in the Gemara, was Marokva. Marukva Grada, it's important to know, Marukva was very wealthy himself. He was a Nasi. The place can bring down, he was very wealthy. And he gave up half his nechasim. He made a cheshbon that he wasn't giving enough tzedakah during his lifetime. And he gave tzedakah b'shas moisin. The Gemara is, what do you mean? It's an issa, you're not allowed to. What was he doing? And the Gemara says, b'shas moisin yishani, because the whole reason why you're now let to give is shalait starak labriyas. He's being nifta now, there's no problem. He's not going into bankruptcy anymore, so mamela, he doesn't have this limitation. That's the Gemara. So it's a makar to this halakha. Now, there are other exceptions to this rule, and I would like to take them one by one, even though some of it is chazer sashir. To go through, there are basically five exceptions that the Achronim bring down, besides the exception of the Ramah, where you are allowed to be mevazeh z'yesim mechaimish. Number one is the Chochmas Adam, which we just mentioned, is someone who is very wealthy, and Asher Muflag is allowed to be Mevazveis Yesim Yechaimish. The problem with the Chochmas Adam, besides our problems in Diyukim, where he got his halacha from, but l'chayr it's against a Gemara Mufereshes. The Gemara is Marukva. He was independently wealthy, very wealthy. He was a Nasi, so a Nasi means he's very wealthy. And nevertheless, the Gemara is on him, it's an Issa, Ayavazveis Yesim Yechaimish. Could be like we said, the Yishami said Zalokha, maybe Zalokha Moshe Misina, some explained Pshat in the Yishami. So it's an Issa to do, how is he allowed to do it? And the Teretz that the Gemara gave was only because it's B'shas Moshe. If I stay, it's Shalei B'shas Moshe, I don't care how wealthy you are, even if you're Reich V'Koyrach, or you're a Nasi B'Yisrael, you're not allowed to give more than a Chaimish. Well-meaning, but you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to give more than a Chaimish. So that's the first Pshat. And besides what we just discussed, all the Pratum Namachabas, there's no hechrok for the Chochmas Adam. Brokshem, I found the Minchas Pita Miestas Kash in the Chochmas Adam, the other acronym as well, it's Al Yavazi Zeis Mechamish, even if you're wealthy. The next exception, we'll call it, to the rule is when it's Kaimi Aniyim. That is, that perhaps the whole Takona of Usher was only when there aren't Aniyim around, and you would like to do Bizbuz, Al Yavazi Zeis Mechamish, you would look stamped to be Mafrish and sort of a spender, you're trying to be mafrish, and you'll find the anim, you'll find the tzarich, and you would like to be mafrish more than a chaimish, you're not allowed to. But if you have nebuch, anim in front of you, who need money to live on, they need their maksari, they need to marry off their children, whatever it is, maybe if it's kaimi anim, it's permissible to give more than a chaimish. Some say that pshat. Now, even though this pshat maybe would fit in a Rambam shita, it's definitely not going to be lahalacha, because let's go back to the Mechaba. The Mechaba's case is where it's kaimi anim. He's talking about anim, tzarek anim, and if dem shteit ra'ama, Ayivazit Adam Yesim Yechaimish. So even if you're going to tell me that in the Rambam, and some a lot say that's not in the Rambam, that the Rambam held that the whole Gemara was only when Sleikai Mianim, but if you have a Nim in front of you, it's permissible, but that's not Lehalacha. Lehalacha, we go with the Ramah, we follow the Minig Ramah, at least the Ashkenazim, and therefore be an Issa Ayivazit Yesim Yechaimish, and Issa Derai Halach Lamish Misinai, Ayivazit Yesim Yechaimish, even if it's Kaimianim. So therefore, you should not rely on this either. Now, the Chofetz Chaim sort of makes a combo of the two pshatim, and he says that if it's yodai meseges and kaimi aniim, one alone won't do it for you. But if it's yodai meseges, if you have the ability, maybe an oisha, and it's kaimi aniim, that two together allow you to give more than a chaimish. I don't know, the Ramah doesn't make an exception to the rule. The Ramah is going on Kaimi Aniyim. Why the two together, punk, should get you out? Each one alone won't get you out of the Gemara, but two together will get you out of the Gemara. No, you have a Chofetz Chaim to rely on. If you'd like to be Mevazeh, Zeisim Yechaimish, in a case when you have the ability to do so, and it's Kaimi Aniyim, you have Yesha Milismaik, but I'll tell you, it's Tepshutai, not Muskim Lakoyel, and it's going against many, many Achreinim, many Chuvis and many Achreinim. Now, there's a third heter, and the heter is pasha, but I have to say it anyway, is pikuach nefesh. Dava pashit, nothing is aimed b'fnei pikuach nefesh, pidyon shvuyim, if you have a real pidyon shvuyim, a real pikuach nefesh, a real atzolus nefashis, then it's clear that there are no limitations of avada. You're supposed to be mevazeh, it's atzolus, l'samar adam riecha, avada, you're supposed to be, do as much as you want. Not only do you have the right to, but actually you're mechuyiv to. You're mechuyiv to make sure this guy atzolus nefashis, mechuyiv to save. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I believe it's Ayin Dan Amud Aleph, says, at least the Rosh Pshat in the Gemara is that that avadi can get it back, and you can money it if you would have money. He's a noni, but the din atzolus nefashis is what you're supposed to do. Is nothing stands in your way. So if the person has money himself, so you just have to be on shriya. If the guy doesn't have money, then you got to spend your own money. The ma'aseh, if we're talking about atzolus nefashis and he can't save himself, and we're talking about atzolus nefashis, then avad you have a chiv to save him. If you can get other people involved, good, so you could share the burden with the tzibur. But be'etzem, if you're in a makom that it's you, it's mutal alecha, you have to spend whatever it takes to save the person's life. Some want to say that maybe, since it's a leisam adam reacha, even though it's a law which says you're supposed to be, spend all your money not to be over a law, but we discussed it's a machlokes apoiskim, could be a law with being over a law is b'shev al tasa, you're not mechuyev to spend all your money, so it could be then someone is saying maybe you don't have a chiv more than a chaimish, but kapshuta if it's all nefashis, you're supposed to spend as much as you can. Now, just to quote over Rav Moshe, I'm going to bring out a bita because I'm sort of I took a bold step here on the first two, and I said, even though you're Asher Muflag, and even if it's Kaim Einim, you shouldn't be spending more than a Kaimish. I'm being maybe a Machmish, a Bala de Kulo. But to quote over Loshin Ramosh, you can look it up yourself, it's in Yeridea, the end of Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, Mamish the end, if he has a home, very nice, Chuva Kadarki Vakoydish, she says, Lemaisa, I'm quoting over the Loshin, Lemaisa, Ein Levazes Yosin Mechaimish, Imloy Lechshash Pikuach Nefesh. Period. And the tshuva. The bottom line is that Asher Muflig and everything else, Masha Kapshuta, the Ramesh being Shalal, everything, there is no heta to be the Vazay Zeis Mechaimish unless it's Pikuach Nefesh. That's number three. The fourth exception to the rule is a Balatanya, so I mentioned it last week after the Shir, is that he holds that if a person realizes that he was a Chayte and for his Averis, he needs to be Makap on his Averis, which requires Tzedakah is a great machapa. He holds that the din of Ayavazi Yismichemish doesn't apply. And his lashon is, it's a beautiful, I just want to quote it. He says, it's loigora refuas hanefesh min refuas haguf. For doctor bills, you give everything. V'chol ashel ish yitain ba'ad nafshoy. So refuas hanefesh l'chol apakas is loigora min refuas haguf. So if a person sees that for his refuas hanefesh, he needs, for the kapara, he needs to give Yetzim HaGaymish, he's allowed to do so. Now again, it's a beautiful hetah, but it's kipshutei, only that. It's only if a person is doing it, l'tzarech refuas his nefesh, he needs a kapara, he realizes he needs a kapara, then he's allowed to do it. But stam to give it, and b'tayla, I don't know if you tak a feel, or you want, because ain't adam, inside the Baruch Shleach, that's what you feel. Of course, you have a verse that you want to be makap on, and if that's your kavanah is ritzui and it's beautiful. But if that's not your kavanah, you have an issa halacha much mitzina ayavaze isa mikhaimish. The fifth exception, the last final exception, is could be that this whole inyan ayavaze isa mikhaimish is if a person is doing it through Tircha and Yegia, his parnos, so this is how he earns the money, and now he's going to take his income and give it away. That's how Yevazi Zeisim Yechemesh. But if a person gets a windfall of an income, a Yerusha, a Mitziah, a lottery ticket, something, Shaloi Bederech Ateva, some want to say, even Bederech, even in your business, but sometimes you have a lucky, quote unquote, whatever, a luck, Ashkocha Dikadei, that you made a windfall, Shaloi Biyegia, wasn't Biyegia, then you are not limited to this din of Ayavazi Zeisim Yechemesh. Ayavazi is when you have a tirch and you earned the money, it was hard earned, then obviously I call them HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Alpha Pika, and since it came from Yegiyas Kapoy, that has its limitation. But if a Kadosh Baruch Hu sent you a windfall, why did he send that windfall for you? So you should share it with others. So then you don't have a problem of Ayavazi Zeisim Yechemesh. Again, I'm not saying that's Muskum, but that's Alisi Yesh Amilisma Mechiai Gavna. Now, even though I just sort of came hard that the limitation al yavazi yisem yechemish achoik v'lo yaver kamat, I don't think it's a kasha on Rishtayman, whoever the G'day Laman, and I'll explain what I mean. This whole din of al yavazi yisem yechemish, we're talking about a chemish la'aniyim. Tzedakah is la'aniyim. Maisa, we'll see soon, is la'aniyim. Chemish is la'aniyim. The din al yavazi yisem yechemish was said when you're giving la'aniyim. There are many worthy and great causes, and we can get them every day. You get piles of letters, but if you look through, not all of them are la'aniyim. Very nice chesed projects and very nice building funds, and it's beautiful, but they're not la'aniyim. And the din of tzedakah was said la'aniyim. Anything else, it's beautiful, but it's not you're not your. If a person takes his money and he builds a beautiful, beautiful, I don't know, Beis HaKnesset, he does a beautiful gemilas chasodin for somebody. Let's say who make a. I don't want to get personal. Let's say who make a afternoon program for disabled children, but they are children of Bnei Ashirim. You are not. It's wonderful and it's praiseworthy, and I'll stand behind you for doing it. Great, and your mamish, you might be just hatzolz and vashes on an emotional sense, but lemaisa is that is not maisa and it's not tzedakah because they are wealthy themselves. So memela, you weren't mekayim your mitzvah tzedakah. You cannot use that for maisa. You can't use that for your cheshbon of a chaimish. The chaimish ayivazi is the eitz mechaimish was said for aniyim. Now, if you want to take other and make a Schattenstein Talmud, great, I have no problem. Give you next 20% to Schattenstein Talmud, or give you next 20% to Friedman Gemaris. It's beautiful. But that's not your first 20%. Your first 20% has to go to Aniyim. So Memeila, I don't think it's such a problem to give more than 20%, because if you really look at it into the way you give, unless you're very medactic, I would say a large chelik of your money that you're giving is not even going to tzedakah at all. Is going to worthy causes, but not to tzedakah. So mainly you're not limited to the 20%. You can give 30%, give 40%, 20% for aniyim, and 20% for mitzvahs. You can give other stuff. It's not a problem. So mainly, even though there is a halakha ayavazi zeis mechemish, but on a practical sense, it's rarely negeya. Let me take it to even the next step, so you'll see what I mean. I don't want to burst anyone's bubble, but let's say I'll give money to a beautiful, beautiful makom torah. Beautiful Makom Torah. Let's take BMG. Great place, right? Makom Torah. And it's Spitz. It's a Mali Torah. And there are, unfortunately, a lot of Bnei Torah who are Aniyim. That's great. But if your money is divided and some money is not going to the Aniyim, let's say there will be people, I doubt there are those, but let's say there will be some people who don't qualify as Aniyim are taking kolo checks. I doubt that's the case. I'm just giving you a mashal. Or let's say, Stam, you're paying for the water fountain and for the electric bill and for everything else. Now, if that is liturgic for their learning and their Aniyim, so one could argue, yes, and I need it, and it's considered still tzedakah of Aniyis. But let's say there are people in the base medrash who are not Aniyim and are benefiting from the electric bill and the gas bill and whatever it is. That chelik, how are you going to be a Mishai Vesek Nech? But that chelik is not going la'aniyim. That chelik is going la'shiyim to a worthy cause, a mali tayyid, beautiful, alon you at the dinner, but it's not going la'aniyim. So you can't count it in your chaymish. You can't count it in your ma'isa. You can't get, it's not going to tzedakah. So memela, this limitation, on a practical sense, is not negeya. Because if you look into your way that you give, you'll see that a large chelik of what you give, either the whole cause is not lanim, or even a chelik of the cause is lanim. So you really have room left over to give even more money. Don't worry about this limitation. You can give more than a chaimish because a lot's going not litzdak. It's going to stam mitzvah, stam dvarim toivim, but not lanim. All right, I'll take questions. Anim Yetzshem will go later on. We'll learn anim. We can't get everything but regalakas, but I told you, I believe in the first year I mentioned that one qualifies for aniyim. A lot more, many more people qualify for aniyim than you think. Yom Yetzirah will learn why.
You mentioned for Pidna Shvim, the Gemara in Gittin says that in many cases they stop being paid because the goyim would go ahead and catch you Gittin.
Correct. Pidna Shvim is a whole simon later on. I just brought it in as an Indian of Atzalas and Fasha. But there are cases they shouldn't be paid him Yaisa. What he's worthy to be nifta for. It might be bank, or break your bank, means you won't be able to afford to do it, but I'll spin you machiv, but if it's they're asking for the right price, you'd have a right. Well, that's really pinyin shvum.
The whole reason why you're not supposed to be mazes yaisim achayimish is al starach lebrius. What do you accomplish by giving to other causes?
Okay, because it's not stam ayisarak labrias. First of all, Chazal took into account that you have to buy Shabbos food and that you have to send your kids to have a malamed and you have other chiyuvim and mamela. They came to this formula of a chaymish, right? So they already took into account you had to buy an esrog, you had to do other devarim toivim, you have to pay for the neiris beis haknesses. They took that into account already. And after all that, they said more than a chaymish you should never do. So they came to the Tzitzak Lebrius after they took into account all the other Kajabainas. And beside, like we explained, that how did they get that number, where they got punked that number, basically, but there was a Mechayev that they were forced to say that because they had Stir Sapsukim or Nyana Mechayecha Kaidman. So they came that you shouldn't share with other Ani more than a Kaimich. But they have other worthy causes, mitzvahs. If a guy wants to spend money on the Esrik, so there's a different than Shlishla Mitzvah, the Ramah brings down in Orachim, which we discussed, maybe it's the same Dinah Yavazi, Zizimichaimich, but that's Mitzvah Mitzvahs, that's something else. No problem with that, but what we're talking about right now is for aniyim. That's the whole halakha.
If the reason why is alivaz is yesh mechamish late start of the breeze, so what does it help you whether it was yugia kapech or it was a windfall? Manushal, you have a certain amount of money coming to you in a year, and you can't give it away because you're going to have to come up with it.
It's a good question, Balabatish. If you ask me how to explain, I'll explain it like this. Everyone, Baruch Hashem, we hope, could afford to make a living. Everyone has the ability to be miyageya and earn a living. Whatever is Yigiyah Kapecha provides for. So, to cut into that, to dip into the Yo Yigiyah Kapecha more than 20%, Love Africa, you're going to be able to make it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maftiach you that if you only dip into your Yigiyah Kapecha 20%, he'll make sure the 80% of your Yigiyah will carry you through and have no problem. Now, if someone gets a windfall, nothing to do with Yigiyah, that's extra money to spend. That's extra money. It's not going to cut into Yigiyah Kapecha. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the talents and the ability to be able to provide for your family with 80% of your Yigiyah. Now, you got a windfall somewhere else, because in tight, that's windfall money that wasn't accounted for. Great, use that for Dvarim Tovim, use it for with all the aniyim and provide for, and that'll be very nice. But it's not going to cut into Yigiyah Kapecha, and we have Avtocha up to 20%, which we learned in Resh Mem Zayin, up to 20%, we have no problem. Yigiyah Ra, nothing's going to happen. Liyani from Minat Stocha, nothing's going to happen. Zaytika money is not a problem.
You come to Kuch Nefesh, you have to give everything away. Does it mean everything, or you can leave yourself?
The Gemara talks about if you have a kitan shomayim, it goes to the last kitan shomayim, and if it means you are the him, that's when you could hold the kitan shomayim for yourself. If you have two kitan, you left that one kitan shomayim, you could make it through, then that's it, you mechiv to give everything up.
Somebody comes with the letters for chayla, this needs operation, needs chemo treatments, whatever. So you really have chiv to give everything?
I don't want to damper it, but not every refuah, okay, yeah, you have to be shoyl chacham, put it that way. I don't want to give a heter either. Not every refuah is a tzarek hatzolos nefashis. Not every refuah has the ability to make a full hatzolos nefashis. Some of the odds are very, like chemotherapy, unfortunately, is not, depending what type of yanamakal it is, it's not. So there are halakas, we could start going through. Some create chayisha, some not. It's a shaylos chacham, it's not our regal achas. And also you have other things that if he goes from door to door, he might get it from other places. But if you have like your child last week, when he's the last stop and this is it, you're going to make it or break it. Okay, then we could start discussing that. All right.
Were you talking about, like you said before, who has the benefit from a fountain, etc. A lot of these tzedakas that are for Niyim, but the person takes a percentage.
The guy who collect, the guy going around.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, that guy is probably on Nani himself.
I think you have some kind of organization. That's a fantastic place.
I know, okay, so Vensuk. I'm just saying, but a guy coming to the door with some letter for some Kohelel in Ashdod. I don't mean anything, you know, I don't know Kohelel in Ashdod, but something like that. You know, and I know, the guy is only coming to your door, traveling away from his family, and Israeli, it's only because he himself is an ani, and this is how he makes panasa. You and I, Baruch Hashem, don't need to do these things, right? So, if you want punk to give to the Kol Nashdod, yeah, you're probably not giving all of it to Kol Nashdod. But if you want to know you're giving it to Tzedakah, you're probably giving it to Tzedakah. So what they're not getting, Zenekanami, with that chelik, I don't know if you're allowed to take off. Anakanami. Yesh Ladim is there.
Part of their after-expenses.
I said, yesh ladim. I didn't say... Sorry? Bizbuz ayavazi yesim yechomich. So if you learn like the Chavetz Chaim, it's a very good lashon, because he learned it's loy kaimi anim, so it's a bizbuz. But if it's kaimi anim, so the Torah is in front of you, that's not a bizbuz. Oh, they say, because bizbuz means when you're spending so much that you're irresponsible, when you're spending so much that you run the risk of you yourself going down the drain, then that's a bizbuz. That's acting irresponsibly. That's a bizbuz. What is a bizbuz? Yaisim Yekomish. That's a bizbuz. Till that's fine. All right.
But when a person goes to the BMG and gives a check, but he has kavana that he wants to go to the Aniyim, does that work that is taken care of?
I don't know if Kavane. Maybe you can make some yeshivas have a Rebbe fund or something. Maybe you could cut a deal with them. Or I got the BMG, I think they have a Kerlo check fund or something. If there's Kerlo check fund, you know, so then the Pashas, all people who are collecting Kerlo checks, I would assume they're only doing so because they're Aniyim.
Who's collecting Kerlo check, and the office also is
operating cost
for the Aniyim.
So that Chelik, maybe to get that operating cost, one could argue, maybe that's also Lutzarek to get. But for the other part, I don't want to talk to BMG. I'm saying all yeshivas, the place we already discussed, and what chelik, it's the Yefshel
Lashar. I was told by Rabbi Kuperman that all the checks that have a Lakewood address go straight to the
Kerlo fund. Very nice. Okay. I guess he holds Batal with the Kavanis. He knows that he wants to take from that. All right. Fine. Basically, that's it for now on Yavazi Zyasim Yukun.
Make a difference if the person is an
Asher Muflik
or if his children are wealthy?
That's it. We're talking about Maruk, if it wasn't Asher Muflik, and that's it. You only give up to Hakatzi. That's it. It caps at a Hakatzi. Caps at a third, whatever it is. But even that, even to give a half, you should only give up to a half if your children are provided for. If your children aren't provided for, there's no kunz to give money to someone else and have your children struggling. That's not a kunz. All right. Let's now try to address the second part of the Ramah, also very Yisaidis Dik. Alright, the Ramah says like this, Ve'ein la'asa yismi ma'isa shaloi dova mitzvah. You cannot use ma'isa money for a dva mitzvah. Kegoin, neris l'beis ha'knesses, lights, electricity, oishar dva mitzvah, heat, whatever it is, rak yitnenu l'aliyim. You must give it to aniyim. Now he is talking about the din ma'isa, but the din ma'isa has to go la'aniyim. It's a davar poshut, and we discussed this before, that let's put ma'isa on hold for a second. Yechiv tzedakah, already is in the machaba, has to go to aniyim. Forget ma'isa. You have to give a chaymish or a tenth, whatever shir you're able to do, a mitzvah min amufa, that has to for sure go to aniyim. What the Ramah now is addressing is this inyan, this minik called ma'isa, this soid. What the Avikas Raka said, Yesh ba yisoid visoid. This inyan of Maisa, this beautiful minig of Maisa, minikodum, that also has to go to Ani. Now that's Kipshuta, the reading of the Ramon, it's already Maril, it's a Chus Maram Ramberg, and it's a lot. We brought down a Baragoyla who sort of takes the Ramon out of Kipshuta, and he says, Pirish, if you look in the Baragoyla, the reason why should Balav hachechayv al koponim lasis mitzazu. Since you anyway mukhiv to do this mitzah, the right to lift him in manner, you want to be part of yourself with ma'isa, you can't. You're not allowed to part of yourself with davar shebechayv, but with ma'isa. Avol irat alasa by mitzvah she'enu kvar mechuyev, that you're rishai. So he learns that the Torah doesn't really mean anything. Doesn't really mean that it has to go to anim. It just means that if you're mechuyev to do the mitzvah anyway, then you can't part Mice, you can't use a mice of a davar shebechayiv. If you have a chiv to do it, you can't use mice, just like the mice of the Torah. You cannot use that mice to pat yourself on the davar shebechayiv. So Mamela so too. So basic ness was just a dogma of a davar shebechayiv, so that's why you can't use it for mice. Either a mafiazoi is rakit nenulanim, a shver, he shouldn't say rakit, he should rak, give it to mitzvahs, which are not a davar shebechayiv. Why do a mafiazoi say rakit nenulanim? It's lanim, sounds like he shalal every other tzorich, it must go to name. And that's kipshuti, if you look in the Maril Maram Ramberg, that's kipshuti what it was. You gotta give it to name, nothing to do with davar shebechayiv, you have to give it to anim. Now let's learn through a taz, and we'll try to develop this a little bit. Zok the taz, it's a beautiful taz. Sivkot Nalev. Rakit nenu laniyim, Suktataz. V'kol shekein, lefroya behemasim, to pay taxes to asa. One can't use the chedrin, the money that he pays to taxes, to be considered tzedakah to patez maisa. Probably wondering what's going on. Of course you can't use it. Suktataz, he says, Ava gav ditzabe perakama de basra. Shafilu ma, shumus ha'ilum neitlim bizroya, that they force you to pay taxes. Nechshav letzedakah, it is a form of tzedakah. You need to know pshat in the Gemara, but zolzayin, but dash teit in the Gemara, it's a form of tzedakah. So you would think, paying taxes, you could count that towards your ma'isa money. Since you have a chayv to do it anyway, you cannot use that. Teida, Suktataz, the gamba mash odom zon bonavak katanem, that which he provides for his small children, arminu beperk naishun espatos adavi bechalal oisi tzedaka bechalais. People provide for their family, that's how you have tzedaka bechalais, you oisi tzedaka bechalais. Vechisau kedaita, because someone can have a havamina shayeti odom maisa shol lozen bonavak katanem, that he should use his own maisa money to provide for his bonavak katanem, but that can't be. So you see that nish yed tzedaka, nish yed Bita of tzedakah that Chazal used, the taka tzedakah that they could use for maisa. If a person, a marshal, I'll give you a different dogma, if a person loses money and honey finds it, right? So to say, even that is next of tzedakah, Rakash Boko gives you credit that you're going to use for maisa? No, of course not. Nish yed zak, which Chazal says is tzedakah, haste tzedakah for maisa, for yechiv tzedakah. That's the Taz. Now the Taz says, his lashon, how he teaches the Gemara, bonav haktanim. The Achronim jump on the Taz, and they say, you know, there's two different daggers. There's up to ben sheish, where you have a chiv to support your children, davar pashut, something that you mechiv to do, you cannot take off of maisa, you can't pay pereya, or davar shebechayva. But a child who's older than six, that you're not mechiv to support min hadin, so that, maybe you should be able to take off of maisa. Some say, no, the shear is when he's 13, so, you know, there goes different shear. Talks about Lamashul Limud HaTorah, your child's tuition. So if you only mechuyev to excuse me, if you only mechuyev to teach your child Tavish HaBiksav, whatever the Shema, maybe at 15, maybe at 13 it stops, maybe older, that you would be able to take off a mice. And the Akrenim are tumbling back and forth, or what shear could you start taking off your mezonos for your children? Lemaisa is, it's a very shver kula. Rav Moshe already writes in the Tshuva that lemaisa it's nishnege, the ganze hetta. He writes that tzichiv ksuba, it's other chiyivim you mechiv to be mafanis your children until they're old enough to be mafanis themselves. So I would say Parsha Pshat is whatever is either till he's 18 or whatever, someone to take even further. Since the Neig Shabbailim is, we already support our children even older, we support them till chasna. Whatever, 22, one, whatever it is, so then you mechiv to support till then kefi aminig, and you would not be able to deduct it from maisa. So when Yisrael Moshe Shaila, could he deduct his tuition, his girl's tuition? Especially on a boy's tuition, no, you mechiv to teach your children, but girl's tuition is a new creation, Sari Shnei's creation, beautiful, but why do I have to send my girls to school? So Memela, I'd be able to use that towards my maisa money to provide a Jewish education for my daughters. And on that, Moshe writes, that is Nishnaga anymore. He says that Bishlaima, he proves a beautiful tshuva. He proves that Avadi Yavachiv to instill in your daughter Shrasha Yamuni, Seda Samuna. And Meli writes that Bismanenu, oh, I should backtrack, Bismanoy of Ramosha, where you had to send your child to school, and if you didn't, it was illegal, and you know, there were truant officers or whatever, so the child would be forced to go to public school. So he says that's Mamisha, that's Hashchasa to send your daughter to a public school. So it's yechiv to be mashed, you say that's a munya child, you mechiv to send her to a Beis Yaakov, to a Yiddish school, mameli, you can't deduct it off a maisa. One could argue today that the Jewish officers don't really exist anymore, maybe you wouldn't have this chumrah of Ramaisha, but nevertheless, Other Poskim want to say that Avada, whatever it would cost you to keep provide for your daughter at home, babysitting, whatever it is, Avada, that chelik, you're not allowed to take off just because he sent it to school. Maybe the extra, you'd be able to take off. All right, but Poshe Pshat is, you cannot use any form of tuition to take off of Maisa, at least adolescent years or even teenage years. Maybe if they're 18, Yesh Laden, a cheshbin. That's, so Lamaisa, the Taz may be right, the Taz is Banu Akam, but where they jumped on the Taz, it's even more so. Even Banu Vagadelim, if there's Semchum al Shulchanoi, you wouldn't be able to use that for Maisa. Oh, that's the first Chelek of the Taz. Taz is two more very nice shtiklaks. Second Chelek. Well, the Indian Liknois Mitzvahs, but Beis HaKnesses, you'd like to buy an Aliyah, buy Maftah Yoinu, whatever it is, B'mois Maisa. Nearly Zaktitaz, the Mishas Knias HaMitzvahs, Hoyadaita Yalzeh, at the time that you made your bid, you had in mind you're going to use it from Maisa Shari, then you're permitted. Why? The HaMois Litzdaka Ozo, because the money that's raised from these auctions, from these bids in the shul, goes to Tzdaka. And it's Mavun, the Poiskan, what does that mean? The Shlaka, the trade, it's Harbi place can say it's posh because bismani of the Taz, the minig is that any money that they raised for selling their lease went to support Kupasir, went to support the Aniyim of the city. So the money is going to Aniyim. So you are Makayim the Halach of the Ramah. The Maisa is going to Aniyim, so it's not a problem. What the Taz is bothered by, the Chiddush of Taz is this Nukuda. Avshu Nene B'Mashe Mechaba Likur Sachem L'Sefer Torah. Even though he's going to have a side benefit from the fact that he'll be able to purchase this aliyah and be mechabit somebody. So he's getting a tevis hanah, and he's getting it only through his maisa money that he's purchasing. Every maisa you had a right to give it to any kohen or levi you wanted, or any ani. At the time you made your bid, you didn't have in mind that you're giving it me maisa. That's now it's too late. If with b'shas you made your bid, you had a mind to take from Maisa, it's not Perei Choyva yet, so it's fine. But once you made your bid, and now, I should have taken it from Maisa, now it's too late, because you already owe the shul the money that's giving out to Aniyim, it's distributed to Aniyim, so Mamela, it's too late, you already have a chiv, you pledge this amount, now you can't take it from Maisa. And if you go a step further, if you look in the Kivego says, Ubushlah Kodesh Kosev, that even when you make this bid, and you had in Zinun to take from Maisa, you still won't be able to take the whole amount from Maisa. Why? The Mekomakim who Moisev Lita and Yisim Mechaveroi and Yochel Lita Mi Maisa Shaloi Rak Kishim Maisa Hoisev. Right, we go back bidding, going back and forth, 225, 250, 275. All right, it's yours for 325. What were you made of with your 325 bid? You were made of $25, because if you wouldn't have bid, then other guy would have gotten it for 300. So come twice. You're only allowed to take off that haysafa. The kupa shel tzaka didn't benefit anything from it, because that 300 they're going to get anyway. So Mamel, you're only able to deduct this $25. So this heta is nishna grace heta. And besides that, the money today, I don't know if a shul that takes the money and gives it out to Aniyim. So Mamel b'chad, the whole heta is nishna gea. But even if you'll have likveis, other cases that you may be, maybe Chinese auction, I don't know, you may be, mashallah, it's a case where it is going to tztaka, you'd only be able to get it that which you, you know, a package party, you'd only be able to do it that haysafa that you were maisif. One could dan, what happens if, because you bid 325, so the other guy didn't spend his $300, so the next ali he bought for $300, so he still, had you allowed him to buy the first ali of 300, he wouldn't have spent it twice in the second ali. The only thing is, you'll never know, cheshbonis adam, Abba Makshav, what is cheshbonis, what he, the other guy would have been able to afford, would he have given it anyway? So Mela, the bottom line, lamaisa, you can only use from your maisa chelik, that extra hayisafa, which it doesn't amount to much.
But you're the first bidder.
The first bidder, so you can give that amount. But hey, there's a starting quote, right? Well, the guy did, okay, $50 coin, $3,000, you mean, right away. Yeah, if you do that, I hear. Mark, did that ever happen here?
No, we used to do that.
Oh, yeah?
Because the money goes to
tax. Where?
In BMG.
Oh, you're talking? Okay, so I corrected. In BMG, the money goes to Taz. In the Vesikim Mini, it goes to Taz. So, B'chai Gavna, we'll have a much later case of the Taz. And if you do your Eitzah to jump the bid, maybe you'll have an Eitzah.
Today, it's a lot more people than we think are on
Eitzah,
so it helps
for
a lot of places.
Yeah, but I'm saying, let's say it goes to your shul. Your shul is mitzvah, electricity, gas bills, it's beautiful.
People in the shul are considered on Eitzah.
All right, yesh lo adam b'zeh. Yesh lo adam b'zeh. All right. Okay.
Somebody's collecting. Can I give him $100? He said, I need $100 more. I give him $100. Had I not given him, he would have gone 9 more houses in the league out of $100.
Right.
You're going to tell me the same
title? I don't know. Here, it's already bid. Before you made that bid, that guy already put in his bid. So there, we clearly see you were lahoyel kum. There, he never was approached. The next one, he will have a chance to approach that guy.
Bidding against one guy. You say 100, he says 150. So, at 500 or 200, you say the last 50.
Only the last 50, because had you not made the 500 bid, he would have purchased it for 450. So, Mamele, you can't use. All right, good question. If the other guy is also using for my some money, so maybe you should be able to use the whole amount. You should go over to him afterwards, find out who it was, and ask him, oh yeah, maybe you have a cheshbon
there.
Lamaisa Lahaloka, we go with the Shlora Kivega. In Svar, it makes a lot of sense as well. Because that other guy was, you were loyal klum. That guy was already giving to his 300.
But he didn't wind up giving.
But he would have. So what did you do to wife? All right. Let's do a third part of the Taz. The third part of the Taz is the cost of Bedrisha B'Shem Trubis Maram Menachem, which is commonly known as Maram Matz, Shemut Elitin Min HaMaisa Lios Balbris. You can give Maisa to become Sandakois or Balbris. Oy Lachnus Kos on the Chuppah, Oy Liknus Forim, Lumud Behem, Lashilun Lachem, Lumud Behem, Imloy. Without this, if you didn't have the ability and you wouldn't have done it otherwise, and you're buying yourself sandakois, you could buy yourself sandakois and use it for maisa money, and you could buy svarim and lend it out. You have to write in it clearly, whoever is yashin, so everyone should know clearly, they shouldn't take it for themselves. Comes along the third part of the Taz and says an interesting chiddush, that you're allowed to use maisa to buy yourself sandakois, laknus kos on the kubba, buy svarim. Unbelievable. So kipshuta, people could make, I'm going to say chulilo toys, because some achrenim taka learn this pshat in the Taz, but some could learn pshat in this Taz that every divine mitzvah is permissible. And l'chay that's fakir from the Ramah. Ramah says you have to get nenulanim. And Mineo Bey, it doesn't make sense why the Taz should bring it down, because the Taz starts off that even on his aliyas, which is also divine mitzvah, right, he calls it knis mitzvahs, nevertheless he says it's only mortal why the Amosat staka ozol is going to kupas staka to aniyim. But he says, without that is going to aniyim, the Taz would never allow you to use maisa money for mitzvahs. And all of a sudden, he's bringing in this third thing that, it sounds like a mitzvah is already a chain mutton. And the Ksam Sofer wants to learn. Ksam Sofer learned Kipshuta, it's talking about all mitzvahs, and he has a problem. He says, how could the Taz bring this down on the Ramah? The Ramah's Mefush has to go to aniyim. Oh, that's what the Berak Goyle is for dining. The Berak Goyle says, Ramah doesn't mean that either. I'm only man that you can't be parei choyvoy. But if it wouldn't be choyv, I'd be allowed to use maisa money for mitzvahs. And mele, the maramatzis cases are talking about where you don't have it, but there is choyv on you. So mele, you could use maisa money, and if I call you avalashom, everything's great. It's miyushuv, no problem. It's still a problem. The Taz said before that it's only mutter for mitzvahs is because it's the tzedakah also. Besides that, afilum timtzalayma, that there would be such a, I don't know, heter that you can give your maisa money for mitzvahs. Kipshuta Lani's deity would be that your mamsi a mitzvah. Means a mitzvah wouldn't have happened, and your mamsi is a mitzvah in the Welt. So, there wouldn't be a yeshiva, there wouldn't be a basic Knesset. And you will mamsi this basic Knesset to happen. There wouldn't be a Schattenstein Talmud, let's call it a mitzvah, and you will mamsi this mitzvah, right? So then you get this. I'm talking about the blue Schattensteins. And you will mamsi this mitzvah, right? So I can hear. But about bris, did you ever go to a bris that there wasn't a sandik? Every bris has a sandik. So you're going to use your maisa money for a mitzvah to be a sandik kois because you want to. What are you doing? At the end of the day, there's one sandik kois, there's one mitzvah to be gotten. Whether it's you or the next guy, that mitzvah, you know, the famous word, Sonia Stokotska, if he had the opportunity to switch places with Moshe Rabbeinu, would he switch? So Kotzka, what is that? He said, of course not. At the end of the day, Akash Baruch is going to have one Moshe Rabbeinu and one Kotzka. What does he gain? I mean, there's no chay. If at the end of the day, there's only one, what's going on? It's avada. Couldn't be pshat maramat. Chulila. I mean, lechayra cannot be pshat maramat. So you could use the money for stam mitzvah to be a balbris. Teretz, you look in the place and look in Hukas Mila, is Bizman Nehem, it was a beautiful minig, maybe we should reenact this minig, is that when someone has to make a bris, he's an oni and he can't afford to make a bris, people who provided for the sudas of the bris, for the suda bris, who paid for it, he has a schus that's under kois. You go over to ani, a bris costs, I don't know, $2,000, whatever it is, and he can't make that bris. So you cut a deal with him. I'll pay for the bris, but now I'm about bris, because I'm paying for the bris. I deserve a cut. I want my son to kois from this bris. And there's inyonim, and there's whole cheshbonos and tshuvos on this, but it's clearly, again, we're not talking about the money is going for son to kois. The money is going for an ani to make a bris. No, Vaz, you're getting a toivus hanah from it because you're getting to become the tzaddik of that bris. And that's why the Taz is bringing it down. Because the Taz just got through saying, it's beautiful. Taz just got, and by the way, this pshat is not my pshat, it's already Baruch Hashem. I would say, come out all the Akranians say the pshat in the Taz. It's clearly that this has to be the pshat in the Taz. That the Taz just got through saying, I want to buy aliyahs, and it's tanka going laniyim, but I'm getting a teves hano from it, so maybe I shouldn't be able to do it. The Taz says, laniyahs I'd be allowed to, because lagor from the mice of the Torah that you're allowed to use, and you have a teves hano from. So it's not a problem. And to support his view, he's bringing my ramat, that you have other hikatimses, that money is going laniyim, so you've been kaim the din mice kitikunoi, but you're getting a teves hano, you're becoming a balbris, you're having svarim or whatever it is, and if them stay, yes, you're takamut, even though you're getting a side fringe benefit from it, it's not a problem because the money is going laniyim, the svarim you're going to share with aniyim, shpitz aniyim amoli teira, that's the shpitz where mice is supposed to go, and that's dam aniyim amoli teira, so memelo, it's not a problem, that's beautiful, that's pshat l'chayro in the Taz. So it's memelo, there is no more heta, so to speak, or some would like to suggest to learn that you could give it to Stam Mitzvahs, L'chayra, Ruba de Ruba Akrainim, learn that there's no such thing, and Tani Zayt is going for a Kefir Mufush Ramah, it has to be L'anim, and that's L'chayra Mavu Minei Abay, it's Mukhak like that in the Taz. It's not, this problem I'm telling you is a Shlah, Nakhle Shiva, it's Lalach, Kama Vakama Chuvas, and this is how you should fear, not like the Baragoyla. Now Baragoyla is right, he's right, that even when you're giving L'anim, if it's already a Dovah Shabachayv, you can, and that's the beginning of the Taz, like Zon if you have a dovah shebechayv avada, you can't give that. You give that. If you bid on an aliyah and you already pledged it, and now you want to take it from ma'isa, you can't because it's dovah shebechayv. That halacha, k'moy shehu avada, is erich the halacha. The Baragul is right, but to say pshad avada, fundamentally, you still have to give it to aniyim. If you give it to aniyim, then you have to make sure it's not from a dovah shebechayv. Now, on top of that, let's just be fair. On top of that. Is a filu. I don't even want to entertain this because it's like such a blani, it's like such a sheet is yachab. A filu, no. Let's entertain that you're allowed to give for mitzvahs. All right, we'll throw that in too. So you give your mitzvah for mitzvahs. Beside it, okay, but still, what are you going to do with the machabah? Machabah is talking about tztaka. Okay, forget minig mitzvah. Put it on the side. Hilchas tztaka. First, if in Vesh Mem Tez, Hilchas tztaka, you got to give tztaka laniyim a tenth or a chaymish. So if you want to tell me from your mitzvah money you want to give mitzvahs, very nice. But you better make sure you give another tenth or a chaymish to tztaka, to aniyim. Because that you have a yechayiv min adin to give tztaka money to aniyim, a tenth or a chaymish. It has nothing to do with mitzvah. Maisa, we're going to discuss what the Indian of Maisa is above and beyond the regular chiyuvim of tzedakah. About so Yehuchah tzedakah, you're going to have to already give to Anim. But Meila, there's no point really in relying on such a kula to give to mitzvahs if anyway you're going to have to give to Anim. So you may as well give your Maisa to the Anim and Mimakain your Maisa, Kedin, Ruba de Ruba, the Achreinim. I want to be Maisif. let me say over Chuvus Kham Saifa. Before I do so, I should really point out that this Hosafa of the Maram Matz of the Taz, the Be'etim Maram Matz is not a Kula, but really is a Chumrah. Because when you start the Taz, you learn in the Taz that any mitzvah, any fringe benefit you want to derive from your Maisa is permissible, provided the Maisa is going, let's talk, l'kupas tzedakah l'aniyim. Because just like Maisa, you're allowed to have Teves Hano. But if you look at Maram Matz, he doesn't say that. He qualifies it. Yes, you're allowed to do mitzvahs. Yes. Provided they're going to Anim, good. But he throws on another provision. Without it. You're only allowed to derive this fringe benefit from this Maisa that you're giving is only if it's Azaz Sot Nesina that you wouldn't have done otherwise. I wouldn't have thrown him his bris. I wouldn't have given him his Sudas bris. I can't afford to do that. I wouldn't have done that if I couldn't take it off my Maisa. So Memela, since I wouldn't have done it otherwise, Memela, I'm allowed to use that for Maisa, because it's going to Anani, even though I'm deriving this fringe benefit, because for this fringe benefit alone, for this standard koyis, I wouldn't pay $2,000 if I couldn't take it off of Maisa. So I wouldn't have bought it. Oh, you wouldn't have bought it. It's just a zaitik, a toivis hanah, that you're allowed to get from Maisa money. Again, if the Maisa money is going to Anani. But if you would have wanted to pay whatever you gave to derive that benefit, so it's not a zaita kotev as I know, that is like a bit, I want sander kois, I'm willing to pay $2,000 for sander kois, so then now, even if it's an oni, you're not allowed to take it off a maisa, because now you're doing it for that sander kois. That's not stam a zaita kotev as I know. So what comes out from this maramat is not a cooler stam to give to mitzvahs. Like, yeah, it's a chumrah, that when you give lanim and you want to derive zaita kotev as I know, you have to make sure that all those zaita kotev as I know, that you wouldn't have done any otherwise. If you would have done it otherwise, it means you would have paid for that tevis anah, then you no longer could take from Maisa, even if it's a legitimate cause, it's going to anim. To just firois, but I'll revisit this in a second, is that halacha that he says that you're going to buy from and bimash lacherim, the haintik place can say it's no longer applicable. Some people like to use it, you see sometimes in yeshiva, it's no longer applicable to Reb Chaim Kineski and Derech Amuna. Other places as well said that you shouldn't rely on this het anymore, bizmanena, this from is so cheap, people are not anim, letzerech ledav, any person who needs a sefer would buy the sefer, whatever the cheshbain is on, amela, this last nekuda, you could to provide for a brisk is entire kolakavoy, but to buy swarm would be much like him, you should not use for Maisa money. So I want to share over a piske tshuva. Sifkat and Beis. So the first part he quotes some soifer which I told you tries to be miyash of the Baragoy with the Ramah with this Maramat, he has his Pshat al pi the Baragoyla. But if you look like four lines in, he says because of Shom Bidvah Sheila, Be'echut Shehisi Benoy Labas Talmud Chacham, Baruch Hashem, V'schayv Litin La'Talmud Chacham B'chol Shvuah Gimel Zehuvim, he's going to provide for his children, support them in Kailul, Sheyozen Azug Al Shulchanoy, Shei Shonen, very nice, 6 years support, full support, Kedei Sheyelamed Ben Etzel Choysnoy Adamah Chacham Anal, initially let me so, very nice, he's willing to do it even if the son is going to be staying by the Shver. He's sort of going to lose his son. V'hein at the COVID olav adava, but now he can't afford it. It's difficult times. V'roit elitein zois mi ma'is ma'is. And he would like to now use his ma'is to support his children. Dr. Sam Soifam. V'hela. V'miyad b'shas nisuin ha'yadaitu l'shalem mi ma'is ma'iso. If before you, when you made that negotiations, when you met the mechutanim and you're talking to Achlis, and you said, you know, okay, I'm willing to support, but you have a mind that's coming from Maisa. No problem, Shapadam, it's before you have this chiv. And we come back and say, I'm saying, if you look at Gavna, me yoyz toiv, you shouldn't use all your Maisa for your own child, your own family. It should be vitin chetz yulanim da'am of chetz yelubnoi. Tug malad it tanim beper chetz to peyo, hayamatzel there too. It's very interesting. Beautiful tzuchel of the Samsai, doesn't mind my haskama. But you see that you're not supposed to use all of it to support your family, even though kravim come first, your b'nei beis come first. You limit it to a half, so the second half should go elsewhere. Achim bishas chiyuvai, but at the time you promised to mechutin. Lohoye daito ilazeh, too late. Ain't holding parecha voice of my ma'isa. So good day to anyone who is marrying off his children to have in mind before they do it that they're taking it off of ma'isa. If you didn't have in mind, I'm sorry, we didn't learn this earlier. Okay, now the ksam soifa, even the ksam soifa is chiddush. The ksam soifa is a chiddush that you're allowed to do this. I would beg to differ a bit. That ventzach again. Keep in mind it's meramat. Let's say you couldn't take it off a ma'isa. Would you support your children in learning? If you would support your children in learning without taking off a ma'isa, and you are deriving a benefit because like this you're able to marry off your son to a bas talmud chacham, or to have a chosin who's a talmud chacham, right? It costs money to get a good bacha today, and you would do it even if you couldn't take it off a ma'isa, then it's no longer lechay. This whole halacha is nishnagei anyway, because you're doing it not because you take off a ma'isa. If you wouldn't be able to take off a ma'isa, you would do it anyway. So you're doing it because whatever tevis I know you're getting anyway, so that maramatz didn't allow. Maramatz allowed Yes, you could derive Tevis and Melach have the best bracha, provided you wouldn't have done it anyway. If you wouldn't have done it without taking from Maisa, then you're allowed to use Maisa money to get the best bracha. But if you would have done it anyway, L'chor, you don't have this hetter. And Kol Shekein, like the Tam Sefer says, if you promise and now you want to use for Maisa, now it's already too late. But it's interesting to Halacha. There's a lot more to say. Yet Hashem, we'll hope to cover it next week. But the bottom line is that Mois of Maisa, Mois Tzedak have to go to Anim. You are allowed to derive Tevis HaNoah, Zaytuk Tevis HaNoah, provided that Tevis HaNoah is, you wouldn't have done it anyway, you wouldn't have done it just for the Tevis HaNoah, and B, that it's not a Davish HaBechayva, you didn't promise it, you had it in mind beforehand. It's a Tevis HaKamash, and we'll fear us with this, it's a Tevis HaKamash HaLon, that you should be Mekabu right now. That whenever you pledge anything to Tzedakah, supporting Aidan, whatever Tzedakah form or fashion it might be in the future, you have in mind right now, you are going to take it off of Maisa money, and if this way you fadin that you sort of preempted this problem of having it to be a Davar Shebechayva. A good work. I would like to clarify something that I said in the shiur. I am done that the shiur chaimish for mitzvahs and the shiur chaimish for Tzedakah are two separate chaimshim. So you really could give 20% for Tzedakah and 20% for mitzvahs and still not be over hamavaziz al yivaziz yisami chaimish. I am done on because there's a mashmois like that from the Chuvus Meryl Diskin and Chelek Aleph Simuchav Dalet. And truth be told, the Aruch Lener in the Sefer Bikuru Yankim and Tafresh Nunvav Sivkot Nir Aleph seems to be mistopic in this. However, someone pointed out and showed me that there's a Chuvis Rav Moshe in Igris Moshe Yeridei Chelik Aleph Seif Simen Kuf Samah Gimel. He names on for a Pashtis that it's the same exact shear. There's only one shear chaimish for both mitzvahs and tzedakah. And if you're going to give a chaimish for your mitzvah, then you're not going to be able to now give to other mitzvahs and to give to tzedakah, because it's only one chaimish. And I spoke with my Rebbe, Reb Nissen Karelich Lita, Zazan Gesundten Stark, and he told me also it's the same chaimish. You only get up to one chaimish. So this heter that I gave during this year is not going to be applicable, because you're only allowed to give up to one chaimish. It's also mavul like that in the Pish Mishnayis, in the beginning of Peah, very first Mishnah, in the Rambam's Mashma also, that is the very same shear. Fakat, that's what the Rambam says, you should give to Tzedakah the Chaimish. He says, if there's no time anim, there's no anim to give the Tzedakah to, then you could use the Chaimish for mitzvahs. But otherwise, you're supposed to give the money towards Tzedakah. So Kumtois is really only one shear, so this heta that I said, the English shear, is not going to be applicable. Hayez Rav Nissen, if it's the same shear, then hek matana yo dinav raglenu bebeis hamedrash. We give money for tuition. We give money for einig Shabbos, for the machalim of Shabbos. We haitzayis of Shabbos. We spend money on many mitzvahs, and just tuition alone could be for some people a chaimish of their revak, just their tuition. So how does it work? If you can only use one chaimish for both mitzvahs and tzedakah, we're basically maxed out just with the mitzvahs alone. So Rav Nissen told me that for tuition you can't deduct because Be'etzem you have a chiv, the Torah gave a chiv on every individual to teach his son. But the father who would like to hire somebody in his place, that's fine that he could do that. He could hire a yeshiva, a rebbe in his place, but that is not a mitzvah. He should be doing the mitzvah himself. I've added the mind is going to a mitzvah, but it means it can't reckon it toward the chaimish of his mitzvah because Be'etzem all he's doing is finding a replacement for himself. So Mameli can't deduct that. He can't count that. And so too he said that for Haitzai Shabbos, you also can't count because since you're benefiting from the food, you're benefiting from the clothing or whatever it is, that doesn't count. You only count the money they give away that you're not deriving pleasure from. So that for mitzvah, tzedakah, that you're not deriving pleasure from, you have up to a chaimish. But if you're deriving the pleasure from it, then you don't have the shiur chaimish. Another thing I would like to clarify, I mentioned there are five exceptions to the rule, let's say, of chaimish. There's actually another exception. There's a shita mekubetzes in Ksubis, daf nunam aleph, that he's mashma that for Talmud Torah, to give money for people to learn, Torah is an exception. He says it in the oifen of b'di'evet, that if you gave more than a chaimish, it's because of medas la'ad, and you won't have to lo yisterak le'bris, you won't have that problem, the chashash of coming on to b'ris. But the way he teaches the measure is, mashal, they even hold it l'chadchila, you're allowed to give more than a chaimish to support Torah. And the Chavetz Chaim and Avos Chesed, Perek Chof, Sif Dalid, he names on that as well. He takes it even further. He says that when you support Torah, it's like a shutzah, Yisach and Zvulin. And you're getting from that shutzah, you're getting a skar in the end of Torah. So that's not a problem of Yivazim Yis Mechaim. You're not giving it away. You're getting a skhusim, you're getting a skhus in his Torah. So Mamel, you don't have that problem. Actually, Chavetz Chaim, Lekutei Halakas, and Yuma, Laman Hayomet Beis, says a similar pshat. He asks a kasha on Hillel. Hillel used to spend half his money to be able to get into the Beis HaMedrash. So, Chavetz Chaim, Mayavazi Zeis Mechamish, how could he spend 50% of the money that he's earning? And so he says that to hire Malamed to teach you Torah, which you mechuyev to do, you have to know Torah, it's your chayiv lenetzach, that you're allowed to spend even more than a chaymish. It's so important, you're allowed to spend even more than a chaymish. So you see that for Torah, whether it's for someone else's Torah, for your own Torah, that's another exception to the rule, that you're allowed to spend more than a chaymish.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.